I'm Jackie Leighton. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, forget the awkward conversations and hovering around the buffet. Push that table out of the way. NPR's Felix Contreras offers up his favorite songs for a festive dance party. But first, there are a few things that define the season more than a warm drink in hand. And there are plenty of tried and true traditions. A mug of hot cider, a glass of mulled wine, or a silky, smoothened eggnog. Enough said, right? Well, don't go digging through your cabinets for cinnamon sticks just yet. We're about to serve up another libation for your table, one that may not be so familiar but is equally delicious, and that is hot sangria. Joining us for a lesson on how to make this Spanish treat is our wine maven, Callie Crossley. She's the author of the wine blog, The Crushed Grape Report, and she joins us from WGBH in Boston. Hi, Callie.
Well, hello, Jackie. How are you?
Merry, merry. And I'm getting ready for it, as I'm sure you are.
Yes.
And this should help. And, of course, when we think of sangria, we all think, you know, summer drink, fruit, big pitcher, Mexican restaurants, not a warm, wintry beverage.
That's the way I always thought about it as well. But with so many people looking for different kinds of drinks, I began to explore what kind of hot wine drinks could one enjoy. I've done mulled wine many years, and then I discovered that there's a whole cadre of people who are really into hot sangria.
And the basic, of course, of any sangria is going to be red wine, right?
Right. Just a dry red wine, and then you add lots of fruits. And that, I think, is the real difference between hot sangria and mulled wine, is that there's a lot of fruit. You put fruit in mulled wine as well, but the spices really are dominant in mulled wine. In hot sangria, it's the fruits just as you enjoy them in the summertime.
Okay. And is this a modern twist, or is this a classic tradition?
It's definitely a modern twist.
Well, I thought so, but, you know, I thought I'd give you the benefit of the doubt here.
And, you know, for wine purists, I have to say all of this kind of fiddling around with wine just, you know, disgusts them. So we're people who enjoy wine, however, in whatever way that it comes, hot or cold or something added to it. And I'm not a snob about it in that way, but I have to say some of my friends are just appalled at the thought that you would put something and mix it up and heat it up. It's just too much.
Well, you know, for some people, guacamole is nothing but an avocado. You, on the other hand, you've given us these fantastic recipes, and I had a chance to make one of them at home. Talk to me about hot sangria.
Well, this is a recipe that has been put together by Sandra Lee of the Food Network, and she's all about making very simple kinds of dishes and drinks using, you know, what you may have around in the house. So I like her recipe because she gives a little twist on the name even. It's Hati Sangria. And she does something that I haven't seen in other recipes, and that she adds together white wine with the what she suggests is Rioja, Spanish dry wine. And then, of course, the brandy and the fruits and whatever.
Now, I had a chance to make some of this for dinner guests. I'm going to pour a little bit. It smells divine. Oops, did you hear that big plop? That was the cherry falling into the sangria. It's so beautiful to look at because it has these, I used organic peaches, which I got frozen at the grocery store, and round sweet cherries. And it smells great. It has cinnamon sticks in it. And it's really, let me have a little sip. Really good. We made this picture here at the studio. And, you know, it doesn't have the same loving attention I gave to it at home. We can't keep it hot on the stove here. But I really like this recipe. And so did the guests.
Well, you know, it's a great open house recipe. I mean, any of these kinds of drinks that invite people to help themselves. And I think it's a good icebreaker for people. And it's also just cozy and toasty.
You've got another favorite hot sangria recipe here, this one called Hot Cranberry Sangria. Walk us through that one.
Well, this one adds cranberry juices and as well as orange juice to the dry red wine. And I have to say, it's not my favorite, though other people really love it because it's even fruitier for some. It reminds me a little bit of my mother's traditional Christmas punch, in which cranberry juice is the base. And if you like that, it's great, but it's just not my preference.
And then there's the third recipe from the gourmet, soon to be the late lamented gourmet magazine website, which calls for orange-flavored liqueur. And that one's just called hot sangria.
I love this one because it's very simple, and there's something about having that little dash of that orange-flavored liqueur that gives it a little something. And it's really simple to make as well. Again, you know, these drinks are meant to be enjoyed, I think, as a group, because why make a little pot of it? You might as well make a big one and either put it on a crock pot and keep it going or have it on the stove and have people serve themselves. And the more it sits and lets all the ingredients come together, I think the better it gets.
You know what is fun about this recipe? Like mulled wine, it scents the entire house. So if you're having a holiday party, you know, this is so great. And it's so wintry.
Exactly. And believe me, if people had the ingredients this past weekend, at least people on the East Coast, Yes. This was the perfect drink to have, either while just being inside and being glad you didn't have to go outside or a little something to sip on your way out to shovel. This should have been the drink.
Yeah, 3 hours. My shoulders are feeling it. Listen, I want to just ask, what should you serve along with this?
Oh, anything. The great thing about these hot wine drinks is that they're suited to anything you have on your buffet table. Cheeses, you could also have meats, you could have no meats and fish. Whatever you have is going to be wonderful.
Well, I liked it so well that I gave it to some guests last night, and I'm going to prepare it again later in the week for other guests.
Oh, I think it can be a staple, absolutely. And let's face it, we're all looking for ways to stretch the dollar. Wine purists, you know, you got to understand this. This is a good way to stretch the dollar if you want to enjoy wine, want to serve it to your friends in a different way, have a little cozy, toasty drink for the winter. And also, it's wallet friendly.
Even better. Wine maven Callie Crossley. She's the author of The Crush Grape Report, and you have a great holiday.
You too. Drink up.
Thank you. We'll have the recipes for hot sangria on our website. Please go to the Tell Me More page of npr.org.